Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I guess I would have to back up Jordan. You know, we're two very physical teams. You know, like, we have a high passion of playing. And anytime, like, that you're in a competitive type of mind or in a competitive type of airplane, a competitive type of environment, like almost like having like two brothers that fight. This is kind of like what it is, you know. You know, like, they're a great team. We're a great team, and bullets are gonna be flying. That's a great question. You know, I would say that we're twins. You know, like, we're born at the same time. Who knows? Same time, identical. Just, we have blue, they have red. I have blue eyes, they have red eyes.
DM, what did you see from Spencer Brown making his first start this past week?
Great. Just a rookie that's just having fun, just trusting what his coaches are and teaching them and just having a great time. I mean, like, as you can see, Spencer is showing his impersonality, which I've told him to just go off of the chains. Just show your personality, bro. I mean, as long as you show it, they will love you, and that's exactly what's happening. So I love the kid. He's a great athlete, and he's going to be a great player.
What have you seen from him leading up to this game? I mean, expected to make just his second NFL start, and it's at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football could be intimidating for a rookie, but what have you seen from him and his approach leading up to the game?
Confidence. Just staying humble and hungry, honestly. I would think that a kid – that's having a second start, would be nervous, but he's not showing that. He's showing consistency in his process, which is his routine, and he's just day in and day out just being Spencer.
Have any shorter teammates taken
issue? Shorter, like as in height?
Did you see the video of him?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. But what's your question? Oh, no. I mean, because the good thing is that he's on, like, our side. So, and our teammates are on Spencer's side. So Spencer, like, doesn't, like, have to do, like, the little gesture to any of our, like, teammates. But, I mean, Spencer's an intimidating guy. Like, he's, like, 6'10", 6'8", 6'9", 6'30". I don't know. But huge kid, and obviously he lets his personality fly.
Fire.
I bet you Spencer probably gets a nice laugh at it.
You were in Spencer's shoes 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Coming in as a rookie, high expectations. Like, you know, what do you tell him now with all the experience that you gained?
Right.
You know, as he's kind of dealing with his first couple games in the league.
I continually tell him that good things and bad things are going to happen throughout the football game. You know, like, none of us are born to be perfect. Like, things happen, obviously. Learn from my mistakes and just try to flush it as fast as you can, because as a passionate player, like, anything bad or anything wrong that you do on the field, it can eat you up. But the faster that you can learn to just let it go and move on to that next play, so that previous play that was bad doesn't affect your next play, which is a clean slate, just that's where you'll have your growth. And just trust your coaching, honestly. But the biggest thing is just let the bad things go when they happen and just try to just move on as fast as possible.
Dan, what are the challenges when different guys are coming in at the offensive line, you know, moving around and stuff? What's the biggest challenge? Is it communication, making sure everyone's on the same page? Like, is there any hurdle
Yes, just the communication stuff, I would say, especially for like a tackle, where if you think about the grid, you have the center, the guards, and the tackles. For the interior guys, the communication comes heavy from everything that's coming in front of you. So all of the linebackers in this triangle, how you would see. And for the tackles, you have to look at all of the skinny guys on the outside, like the little quick corners and the nickels and the free safeties that, and it might be like dropped down. So for the communication, it has to go back to our quarterback, which is Mitch, our center, just to relay all of those messages. And when you have a new guy in the huddle, like you might hear a different type of emotion that comes out with saying it. If it's like a hurry up play and he's saying like alert, or if we're used to saying like pressure or eyes or just something that like we might just utter out that you might not be used to hearing because it's a new voice and a new face. But I would say that for a younger guy, that's what is the biggest thing, is just the communication from him to the guy next to him to all the way down, so we all are on the same page. Absolutely. Yep. And we practice that every day in practice. We are overemphasizing communication with the smallest things that might be like 1 + 1 = 2, but tell us it's 2. Like don't think that just because it's 1 + 1 that every adult like should know it, you know? So we just force that into every conversation, every play.
How much does that emotion that someone sets up with matter on top of the work themselves?
I mean, it depends. Like, if somebody's screaming, like, oh, my God, it's 2, or, you know, like, just something crazy, then, like, you might, like, jump, like, all right, like, but like, something's coming. But you kind of just get in a situation, and you look at the field and what situation, like, you're in, and if you hear, like, a higher emotion, like, you know, it could just and be him, or it's just because that play clock is close to 0 and the words just need to be said.
Yeah, there was a play last week, 4th and 1 or 4th and 2. Josh kind of bounced a run outside and ended up picking the first down up pretty easily.
Yeah.
What kind of a boost does that give an offense when you're able confidence. To convert in those 4th down situations?
Just confidence. Just knowing that it can be done in so many in different ways, where it's not just the traditional, okay, like we're just going to put this chess piece here and get this first down because our leaderboard is stacked against them or anything. Just knowing that there's so many like different ways that it can and be done, especially like from a kid and like Josh, like he'll run through you, he'll run around you, he'll beat you into the edge, he'll jump over you, who knows? But just having that confidence that Josh can spin that dial and do it in different ways, or whoever has and that ball and can do it, is just a special, and it just gives us a boost of confidence every time.
With that said, when you look back at last year in the AFC Championship game, there were a couple of situations where you went for a field goal as opposed to maybe going for it on 4th and 4th down situations where maybe you'd consider it. I recognize ultimately that's a coaching decision, but in those situations, particularly against a team that can score the way the Chiefs can, you know, how hard are you campaigning, if at all, to stay out there and to try to pick those situations up?
I would say that, but that is a great question, but that is above my pay grade. I honestly just try to focus on blocking as much as I can, and that's an extremely like hard job in itself. But you know, whatever those guys that make those calls and want to do, I'm for it. You know, because every game is a big game in this league, especially like when we're pushing for what we're pushing for. And, you know, whatever they do, we're for it. I mean, like, it's a team thing, whether if we think that we should be out there and going for it, or if not, I'm all for it. You know, I just got to do my 111th.
How would you describe Tyler Bass's personality?
Confident, swaggy, just a unique kid, a unique kid. Like, you wouldn't think that a kicker would have just that much umph with him. Like he just walks around just with that confidence. Like, all right, like, this is 2021, and he just has like a different type of swagger to him. Like the world is different, where like our kickers are bringing that swag like a skill cat.
So is that more of a him thing, or is this like a trend across the league?
You know, I don't really know of too many other kickers, but I'm gonna call it a Bass thing. you know, Bass, Swaggy Bass, you know, Swaggy Bass.
How's the offensive line preparing to deal with the crowd noise in Kansas City?
You know, like, that's a part of ball. So we have our cadences and we have just our keys that we just have to just dial into, because, like, we know that Arrowhead is a unique place, and we just have to be on the same page with just watching the football and just hearing what the quarterback's cadence is. But it'll be tough, but it's just another day that we have to just put our skills to the test.
How do you handle these later games, change of routine, and have you had to develop a way to make yourself best prepared since it's, you've gotten more of these later games as your career's gone on?
It's more so just adapting with your routine, because you're used to playing at 1 o'clock, where you're used to waking up at a certain time and eating like at a certain time, and, you know, like, just refreshing and yourself. And with these later games, like, when you don't have as many of them and then you start to pile them up, it's, for myself, it's really just learning when to eat during the day, because you don't want to eat too much, and you don't like want to eat like too less where you're hungry. And when game time, and I like to play like on an empty stomach. So just learning like when to take care of your body throughout a longer day that you might not be like used to.
And what about like balancing, you have extra time to rest, do you watching games, you're taking an extra nap,
yeah,
or are you trying to find a way to be active? What do you do?
It's more so stretching, napping, and stretching, just getting in a rhythm of not resting too much, but just getting the body going and stretching, and then resting and then stretching again, and then honestly resting until it's time to get on the bus.
Why do you prefer to play in an empty stomach?
You know, everybody's stomach isn't as strong as others. Like, I have a sensitive stomach, and I'm like, I don't know like what the word is. Like, I think that I have a weak stomach, so I don't like to really eat. Just because, like, I can eat like a sandwich, and it'll feel like that I had a whole meal, and it makes me feel heavier than what I actually am. So I just try to just keep it nice and light. I like to just eat like a protein bar, some water, and maybe a Gatorade, and keep it nice and calm the whole way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.